The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, well, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. 20, almost 27 after 8, 27 after 7 in Queensland. This Robert Mueller report may be delivered. Everything that I read, Harley, and I'm not too sure how authoritative that is, suggests there's likely to be nothing in this.
Yeah, it's probably going to be an anticlimax for sure. Now, this is a CNN report. They're saying that the Attorney General, the new guy, Bill Barr, is getting ready to announce maybe next week the completion of the Russia investigation by Robert Mueller. Of course, it became a lot more wide-ranging than that. Now, what we don't know is exactly what we will hear about it, because this is the way the rule goes. Under the regulations, Robert Mueller must submit a confidential report to the Attorney General at the conclusion of his work. He does not have to give it to Congress. He's not supposed to. The rules don't require it to be shared with Congress, and therefore not with the public, because if it goes to Congress, we'll get it right away. There's no way they'd keep it confidential. You can bet on that. Barr has made clear that the Justice Department, generally guards against publicizing derogatory information against people who are not being charged with anything. Mueller does not bring charges. He only brings, it's supposed to be a finding of fact that he gives to the Attorney General. That's why it works that way. The Attorney General then decides whether to move forward with any kind of charges against anyone, whether it's the president or any of the other people that have come along since then. Of course, some of the people have pled guilty and gone to trial and other things. None of it related to collusion.
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, it might be the very report that Donald Trump needs to simply say, you've all had a go, you've been at it forever and a day, you've got nothing, give it a miss. The immigration population, this is an important story.
Well, it is. It's the highest immigrant population in this country in 100 years, more than 100, actually. Immigrants from Latin America make up more than half of the roughly 45 million immigrants living in this country, including the majority of unauthorized immigrants. It's the greatest percentage since the Great Migrations more than 100 years ago. The difference is a large number of these immigrants are intruders. They're border breakers, or the limit set for immigrants from every nation.
Illegal. And he's trying to control the borders, which is what we're doing here, doing it for America. Good one. Very significant initiative. What are the mobile phones? What's that story?
This is outrageous. Technology exists called a digital fence. You could have one. I could set one up. And if you can run one, you can pull the unique identification numbers from every cell phone within the fence. Could be a fence. You could fence a building, a conference room. How about a stadium? Not only that, when the person leaves, you'd have the ability, if you had the fence, to see where they go, to connect with any other devices that phone accesses. Political campaigns are doing it. You can surround the people in the room with advertising that supports the candidate wherever they go. It goes on and on. We can talk for 5 minutes, 10 minutes about this.
Orwellian.
It's Orwellian.
Orwellian mobile phones. Good on you, Harley.